Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to be joined shortly by Tom. Oh, we got him already? Let's go. Let's go. Right to our guy then, because we got a massive game this Sunday in Tampa, baby. Mac Jones. What version of Mac Jones? I have no idea. The guy didn't even throw yesterday. But we got Mac Jones. We got Baker Mayfield. We got Kyle Shanahan. We got Todd Bowles. And now we got Tom Krasnicki, afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa, 21 years in Tampa. And also says here, Tom, in quotations, our producer Sam Lubin put this, tortured Jets fan, as Tom joins us on the River Islands guest line. That must be like the worst existence ever, being a Jets fan, right, Tom?
Good morning, guys. You know how I would compare it to when you wake up every morning, just have somebody kick you in the groin, like every morning for the rest of your life, and that's what it's like. So you get to a point where you're kind of over it, and you're like, you know what? I'm getting too old for this. There have been so many scars left over the years, so I'm done with it, man.
Is this the best game of the weekend for you, Tom? If you're just looking at the landscape of everything, I know Sunday night's Lions Chiefs, but like this is the game I'm circling between 49ers Bucks as you see the Eagles lose yesterday. Like this is a massive one.
Agree. Look, I think these two teams mirror each other in a lot of ways. I think both teams are well coached. Both teams are 4-1. Both teams had to overcome injuries to get to where they are. So I think it was a fascinating matchup on Sunday. And the fact that the game was moved back, 4:25 Eastern, I think kind of benefits the Niners maybe a little bit. As you guys know, West Coast teams that come East Coast and play at 1 o'clock Eastern, it doesn't necessarily go well. You saw what happened to the Chargers a couple of weeks ago when they visited the Giants, and that didn't go well for them.
So, I mean, this game is huge for the Niners for a variety of reasons. And I think it's more another litmus test type game because the Rams were that. I mean, this is a team that the Niner fans, they think is a legitimate team with a Hall of Fame quarterback, a Hall of Fame coach in McVay and Stafford. And so to do it against your divisional opponent is one thing on short rest. To go across the country and do it against a potential MVP candidate in Baker Mayfield and a very good Bucs team, even though they're banged up, this feels like a huge game for the Niners. How big is it for the Bucs fans? Are they viewing the Niners as one of those contender-type teams?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think they are, and you have to. I think the win over the Rams last Thursday night, guys, got everyone's attention, especially around here, with all the injuries, to be able to go on the road and beat McVay and Matthew Stafford and company. That was a gutsy win by the 49ers. You got Mac Jones dragging his leg all over the field, making plays with his arm, making plays with his legs when he could at the time. So it just goes to show that good coaching will go a long way, and I have the utmost respect for Kyle Shanahan, who was here in Tampa Bay briefly years ago when he started his coaching career.
Who would you rather be under center for the Niners in terms of, you know, who's the easier opponent to play? Is it Brock Purdy or Mac Jones in your estimation?
That's a great question. And we were talking about this on the show the other day. Actually, with all due respect, I would rather face Brock Purdy. I think Mac Jones has got a really good grasp of what the Niners are doing offensively. Brock Purdy might be limited physically in some of the things that he can do. Mac Jones just, for some reason, has the it factor. And again, kudos to Kyle Shanahan for getting him ready to play. He understands what he's supposed to be doing offensively. And right now, he's playing winning football.
Talking to Tom Krasnicki here, Afternoon Drive host for WDAE in Tampa. Guy knows all things Buccaneers as Niners taking on the Bucs this Sunday.
I mean, that was, I'm still floored by what he just said.
The it factor is interesting because obviously we've been talking about the last few weeks, you know, that draft with Trey Lance. They were enamored with Mac Jones at the time. You know, I'm the conspiracy theorist here at the station. I feel like Shanahan always wanted Mac Jones, and then something happened. They ended up taking Trey Lance. Whatever. Mac is the quarterback now. And I do want to talk about the quarterback matchup here because Baker Mayfield is a guy that I've always loved. Ever since he was coming out of college, you know, I thought the Browns were just a bad organization and bad organizations do bad things and they get Deshaun Watson all that money. And then he you know, goes to the Carolina Panthers, a cup of coffee with the Rams. And now kind of this redemption arc for Baker. Like, do you view him as a legit MVP candidate this season, Tom?
I do, guys. And I mentioned that on a post game. I do pre and post game on Buccaneer game days. And right after the game on Sunday, I said, Baker Mayfield is the MVP of the league through 5 weeks because of what he's been able to do throughout injuries. Guys, the Buccaneers' offensive line was decimated. They were moving guys around the first couple of weeks until Tristan Wirfs was ready for the Eagles game. You know, Mike Evans gets hurt. Bucky Irving gets hurt. Injuries on the defensive side. The secondary's got some issues too. Through it all, though, it's Baker, the calming influence, the poise, the confidence, the leadership. He brings all that to the table. And really, from the moment he walked in through the door a couple of years ago, he really was embraced by the coaching staff, the players, the fans, this entire area, and he's been incredible ever since he got here a couple of years ago.
So who's going to play on the Bucs side this weekend? I mean, I have fantasy implications with Godwin, but like, who's going to be out there? Because you referenced Bucky Irving and Mike Evans. You know, how is this offense different based on who's going to be there?
Well, Mike Evans is not going to play again. He's got the hamstring problem, and it's going to be at least another week. Bucky Irving's not going to play. The Bucs have a Monday night game next week. He might be available for that game. But, guys, from the moment he was drafted, Emeka Ebuka has been a stud. And I remember I had him on the show the very next day after he was drafted. I was blown away by the guy. He's mature, the all-time leader in the history of Ohio State in terms of catches. From the moment he came here, the guy has been a quick learner. You don't have to tell him anything twice. He runs every route in the route book. He blocks. He gets down the field. He has a great understanding of coverages and what teams are trying to do to him. And if you watch Baker Mayfield and Emeka Ebuka, it's almost as if these guys have been working together for 5 years. So He's a stud. He should be number one. I tried to draft him like on every fantasy league that I can get because I was so sure that he was going to make an impact. Now, through five games, I didn't think it was going to look quite like this. He looks like one of the best receivers in the league through 5 weeks of the NFL season, but the guy's an absolute stud.
Tom, what would you say is the weakest link on this team? It could be, you could choose offensively, defensively. Hell, you can go special teams, which hasn't exactly been a bright spot around the league. All these blocked field goals. I know that happened with the Jets game a couple weeks ago with Tampa. So what would you say is the weakest link, though, with this Bucs squad?
Guys, it's really interesting that the Bucs are 4-1 because special teams, you just alluded to it, that was a problem for the Buccaneers for a couple weeks. It continues to be a problem. Chase McLaughlin missed three kicks in the first 2 weeks. Ever since then, he's been phenomenal. But blocking for punts, he had a punt blocked in the Eagles game, and that's what really set the tone and lost the Buccaneers that game. They fell behind 24-3, and they couldn't recover. And then last week, it was the defense. You know, Sam Darnold wasn't even touched by the Buccaneers' defense. Seattle scored touchdowns on five straight possessions. So defensively, it's a problem. Getting pressure on the quarterback is a problem. Hassan Reddick, they brought him in on a one-year deal. They're paying him $14 million, and he's been okay, not great. Yaya Diaby's on the other side. I mean, he's getting pressures, but he's not getting the quarterback down. So the pass rush, the defense, that was a big problem last week.
Chase McLaughlin, who you referenced, was a 49er in 2019. And we went to overtime. We were 8-0 against the Seahawks. And I'm sitting in the end zone, and he's kicking toward us. And he had hit one right before regulation. And then in overtime, I swear to God, it was the worst kick I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was so bad.
Shank doesn't even begin to describe it. But we know about Shanks, and you guys saw it firsthand last year when Jake Moody went down there and then, you know, shanked a bunch of kicks. And our guy Debo, you know, judo chopped the long snapper. So I guess we were made for each other. You know, two terrible special teams, you know, going up against each other this weekend.
Well, I got to tell you, though, Chase McLaughlin made one of the best kicks I've ever seen in my life 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia. Right before the half, guys,
wow.
65 yards, outdoors, on grass, and he absolutely drilled it. And he drilled a 58-yarder later on in the game, which looked like a chip shot, but he's been fantastic. He's made money kicks right at the very end. As you guys know, the Buccaneers have won four games, all four in the last minute, and he's been a big part of it.
So I guess my question is, why has it been so bad defensively? Todd Bowles, I think of highly, you know, and I know that the personnel you've kind of alluded to, injuries and just underperformance across the board. What has been the elixir for helping them win these games at the end in the fourth quarter? Four fourth quarter comebacks for Baker Mayfield. How do you equate that?
Well, Baker obviously is a big reason why. I mean, his poise, his accuracy, and his calmness. The guy doesn't flinch, guys, in big game scenarios, especially in the final minute. He's a calming influence in the huddle. And defensively, Todd Bowles pulled the blitz package out of his hat right there at the very end against Sam Darnold, where he overloaded the left side. Antoine Winfield Jr. is one of the best blitzing defensive backs that I've seen in quite a long time. He comes in free, and he makes Sam Darnold throw the ball maybe a little sooner than he wanted to. And sure enough, it goes off the helmet of a Buccaneers defensive lineman, Logan Hall, and Lavonte David's right there, right place at the right time. They came up with a big play when they needed it because prior to that, they were getting shredded. So Todd Bowles is blitzing at a top five rate. He didn't want to do that. He told me that before the season. I'd like to be able to rush for and play coverage on the back end. Well, that's not working. So Todd Bowles has been blitzing at a top five rate, and Mac Jones can expect to see a lot of that on Sunday.
Talking with Tom Krasnicki here, afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa. I'm actually going to be on a show a little bit later today, Joe.
Oh, nice.
Did you know that? Yeah, about 12:30. So
I'll be at the pumpkin patch.
I'll be at the pumpkin patch. There you go. I'll be in dad mode for sure. But Tom, I wanted to ask you kind of like a hashtag random question. What do you make of Tom Brady calling the Bucs games? I've seen a lot of this on social that it seems like whenever Tom talks about Baker and him being the quarterback of that team, he's a little harder maybe than he is on other quarterbacks around the league. Did you get that sense at all? Then obviously Tom had like the message to Baker this last week. He's like, I see you, Baker, talking that bleep. You know, you play like that. You can talk like that, whatever you want. Like, what do you make of that relationship? Is it kind of strange to you?
I don't know, guys, because a couple of years ago, Baker was talking about different ways of leading. And I think Tom did it a different way. When Tom came here, it was the year right after Bruce Arians took over. Like, Bruce Arians came here in 2019, and the Bucs were just a losing team, no accountability. Bruce Arians helped change that culture when he came here in 2019. He held guys accountable. He's calling guys out during our media sessions who were like, okay, we haven't seen this in quite a long time. So that was absolutely necessary for what the Buccaneers had been doing on the field and off the field. So Bruce Arians helped change it. And then Tom came here in 2020, and he took it to another level. Guys gravitated towards him. He taught guys like Mike Evans and Lavonte David how to prepare yourselves mentally as well as physically. So he was very intense. He led in a different way. Baker's leading it. Look, there's more than one way to do it, right? Baker's doing it in a different way because he's like one of the guys, just like Tom. But, you know, he's one of the guys who just kind of walks in and, you know, he's very friendly with everybody and he's very outgoing. And he definitely has that chip on his shoulder. I'm sure you guys saw that video last week before the game in Seattle. You know, these Seahawks fans are giving him crap, and they have no idea who they're dealing with because Baker Mayfield eats it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then he comes back for seconds, and he comes back for thirds. He thrives off that sort of thing. So that's just the way the Baker is. He's a little different than Tom in that manner, but I don't sense any, like, animosity or anything like that between Tom and Baker. I just think that they're different, and they go about – their leadership in different ways, I think.
You referenced last week, I think everybody, like nationally at least, we love the creamsicles, you know, the throwback jerseys, even though you were wearing the all whites.
Both teams, to be honest. Yeah.
But, you know, I know like when my Golden State Warriors wear the We Believe era jerseys, for me, because I lived through it, I'm like, yeah, that represents loserdom. Like, I hate those uniforms because they represented when we were at our lowest for so long. How do the fans of the Bucks, not the whole country, because the whole country loves them, how do actual Bucks fans view those uniforms? Because I think they're sweet as hell.
I love them, guys. I do. I wish the Buccaneers would go back to them full time, but there's a section of Buccaneer fans that have been rooting for this team ever since their inception. They view those uniforms in the same vein as losing, you know, 26 games in a row when they first came into the NFL is a franchise, so a lot of fans view it that way. But I'm trying to tell them each and every day, guys, it's not the uniforms. It's the guys that were in the uniforms at the time. I mean, these uniforms look sweet as hell. I love them. I wish the Buccaneers would go to them full time. I don't ever think that's going to happen. But I think watching those two teams, I love the Seahawks uniforms too, the 76 uniforms, the throwbacks. Those are sharp looking as well. That was really fun to watch.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate the time this morning, man.
Great
good stuff.
Stuff.
And good luck this Sunday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Joe, I will talk to you later. And I'm looking forward to being in your neck of the woods for Super Bowl week. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Look at that. Wow, you might have to play the Niners to get through that. And your boy, Mac Jones, who you said has an it factor. You got people fired up on our text line. We're going to get into it, man. Good stuff.
Well, but before you guys go, I mean, how are Niners fans feeling about Purdy versus Mac?
Well,
it's a war zone.
It's you just say quarterback controversy in San Francisco goes insane, Tom. We've had it with Kaepernick and Alex Smith. You had Brock Purdy. You had Jimmy Garoppolo. You had Trey Lance. Obviously, most famously, Steve Young, Joe Montana. So we can't help ourselves out here.
Hey, listen, it's enjoyable. It makes your job a hell of a lot more entertaining, right?
Well, we're just going to lean into it as long as we can. And Mac Jones is going to have four touchdowns on Sunday. So we're going to come in Monday after a win and break it all down.
I don't doubt the four touchdowns part if you watch the Bucs from last week. We'll see.
There you go. Hey, Tom, good stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure.
There he goes. That's Tom Krasnicki, afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.